At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Yeah! Look at that! Is that a, that's a dub, everybody. Welcome in, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here with you on a Tuesday. A victory Tuesday, as it were. Congratulations to SDFC with just a nausea-inducing, vomit-breeding victory last night. This is another sport that I watch. It's just going to make me sick to my stomach and age me for the rest of my life. That was incredible. Nice to see San Diego in a huge game win a huge game. I'm so happy and proud of the boys. But welcome in. It's a very special day here on Ben and Woods this morning. I'll tell you why in a moment. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you? Well, a very special hey, how are you to my wife. Happy birthday, babe.
Happy birthday happy to birthday, your Megan. Very beautiful and, well, let's be honest.
Chesty?
I was going to say juggy.
Is it not as weird if I say it?
Like, no, it's still weird. Both still of you. Weird. It's very weird for both of you.
Do you
to
have
say
that
it
drop of me
on
saying
the radio
talking about big jokes?
3 a.m.
I need more of me saying I like big jugs.
Jugs.
Just Google or put in your search bar jugs and see what pops up. What pops up in my jugs in my very skin tight kit. My SDFC kit that I have squozen into this morning. It's very tight. And
you don't quite cut the same form as Anders
no,
in your kit.
No,
but
let's
it's okay.
See. Yeah, there's Ben Higgins, by the way, your friendly neighborhood sports.
Good morning, everybody.
Sports anchor and anchor. Talk about that in a moment, but I did.
You got them jugs, don't you?
It's the only thing I have.
Who was that?
That's Pete Rose. Remember the documentary? Still got them jugs.
He was talking to that lady you played golf with.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Brenneman.
Marty Brenneman's wife.
Yeah. He looked at her and he said,
still got them jugs, don't you?
Still got them jugs, huh? Next time I see Megan, remind me. Still got them jugs, huh?
Yeah.
Happy
yeah.
birthday, Megan. That is incredible.
Happy
still
birthday.
Got them jugs, huh? Is a real way to say hello after many, many years. You don't have the ones me talking about the big jugs from EcoWater? Oh, Paulie, come on. All you save are the good Ben drops. I don't even get any good drops
well, we
of me.
We expect it from you.
That's true. That's true. Very special day today. We have a in-studio guest. Very surprised. He texted me yesterday. He said, I'm in town, and do you guys mind if I come by? I said, actually, I'd like you to just do the whole show, and then I can go home. I did not take my Adderall this morning. I forgot. But it's fine because we have human Adderall himself. Ryan Cohen is in the house hanging out
here
in the studio. Hey, buddy, from John Boy Media now. Is that how you like to be introduced?
I like that you know my name, Woodsy.
That's good.
I don't care how you know it.
Is his mic jacked up?
Hang on.
Is he on the wrong mic?
Yeah, it's all good.
Has Ben Woods ever done anything right?
Not really.
Never.
There we go. Ryan.
That's what four
right
points for.
Oh, there we got
technical difficulties. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. It's awesome being in San Diego. I got off the plane on Sunday and it's warm, wearing shorts this week. So nice.
And NYC, how's it treating you?
So moved there because I wanted to work at John Boy Media. I love the job. The job is awesome. And I moved about 2 years ago. And for a year and a half, I was like, New York's whatever. It's a big city. I like small towns, but I love my job. And the last 6 months, just fallen.
Tell everybody what you do with John Boy Media.
Yeah. So I run Jimmy and Jake, John Boy, the founders, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all their social media. And then we do a lot of baseball trivia videos on JM Baseball. I get to talk about baseball, help out with some of the podcasts, talking baseball, Baseball Today. Then we have the warehouse where we play a bunch
of... a lot of weird games.
What I get paid to do versus what I actually do are two different things.
Totally different. Now, let me ask you this question because, you know, I had the same wide-eyed optimism when I started in radio for the first time. And I was started on a talk radio format like this. And it was a goofy show and we did bits and jokes and, you know, threw ham at each other and stuff like that. And that was very short-lived. And then I went to music radio, and I thought, this is a good fit for me. And I think it was. But I started to work in music radio, and I found it tougher and tougher as the years went on. Started to really loathe the direction that music was going, alternative music that I had grown up on and loved. I was like, this isn't alternative. This is Avicii. Rest in peace. And then you start going to Coachella, and you start meeting the bands. And you're the first Coachella, you're like, oh my God, I just met the guys from Spoon. This is like the greatest. And then you're at your fifth Coachella and you're like, get me out of here. I want to die. Has the luster worn off at all? Like because my biggest fear, and it's never going to happen, talking baseball every day with these guys, talking baseball with the fans, the crazy fans, whatever it is. It still has not dimmed my love for the game, which I'm very happy about. I thought it would because my love for music dimmed and my love for meeting bands and talking to bands and all that dimmed. Baseball has not for me. How's it been for you?
It's kind of two parts. Major League Baseball, I still love baseball more than anything in the world. It's my biggest hobby. It's what I love. Major League Baseball as a whole, watching a game feels a little bit more like work than it ever had before.
Sure.
Now, because I'm in New York and surrounded by Yankees and Mets fans, the Padres are still completely my hobby. That is not work at all.
I like that.
And I get to completely soak in the Padres games and their late night, obviously, on the East Coast.
That's tough, though.
I don't mind. I don't sleep a lot anyway.
What time you got to be at work?
It's mostly 9 to 5.
Okay.
I mean, something's come up. Yeah. October's different with the playoffs and all, but it's mostly 9 to 5. And then when you talk about like meeting players,
yeah,
I think I'm in a lucky spot where I'm not a beat reporter. Mm-hmm. Even you guys are more credentialed media than
I am. We're not beat reporters.
Exactly. But you're like on air talking about them.
Yeah.
I don't think the ones at least that I've interacted with see me that way. I think they see me as someone in the industry.
Sure.
So they have enough respect on that level. But they're not like, oh, I can't tell them anything.
Right.
Hanging out with a Padres player.
Drop a name. Just drop a name for everybody. If you're going to be on the show, you have to name drop. Let me text Skip Schumacher
real quick.
No big deal.
I'll tell you, Jake Peavy. We got drinks after a game in New York with a few of the Padres people.
The best.
It felt like I was listening to a podcast. I'm sitting next to the guy. Keep talking. Well, what did Bruce Bochy tell you in 2014? Keep going.
He's unreal.
Know?
He's an unreal hang. Jake is the definition of a good hang. Just one of the best.
It still feels almost illegal that Ryan can go out and drink because when we first met Ryan,
he was a child.
He was what, a high schooler?
Yes.
You got a wife and kids yet?
Yeah, for real.
And now he's a grown up, which is amazing. Yeah, you know, for the most part. But what I love about Ryan, everyone knows your passion for the Padres and has seen it. I think most of our YouTubers and they all know who you are from your, you know, just fandom of the Padres. But you didn't really know what, you know, your life was going to be like at, you know, 16, 17 when we first met you. And you went out and you pursued your passion. And it's really hard to do that.
Very much.
Just love that you have been able to, at least at this stage, turn baseball into part of what you do and pursue that passion and not, you know, just go into a 9 to 5. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's a really difficult thing to do. And I respect the heck out of you for it.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, there's a ton of luck. And
sure.
I mean, you guys treated me great when I was 17 years old. You know, you look at a Mark Grant getting lunch with me when I'm in college because, you know, just so many people have been so good to me. And Where I give myself credit is I think I do a good job once my foot is in the door.
Yeah.
But I have had so many doors open for me by so many people. So I'm grateful. I love it. I live like my dream life. I'm really, really happy. But I don't think it's all me.
Do you have a bunch of roommates?
No.
Solo.
One guy.
Oh, one guy.
I barely see him.
Okay.
I basically live alone.
Ryan, just to cut you off real quick, I hear you. I also personally believe that good things happen to good, hardworking people.
Correct. I agree.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't think you're giving yourself quite enough credit.
Yeah.
Like, you still went out and did the thing, man.
Yeah, you still got to go do it.
The hardest part was moving to New York because I didn't have a job when I moved there.
Yeah, I remember.
I took the money that I won on Wheel of Fortune.
We DM'd about this.
And I was freaking out.
Yeah, I told you have to go.
And
you
I was like, I'll figure it out once I'm there. And then I knew some people at John Boy and kind of tried to keep those connections alive. Eventually a role opened up. But those first 6 months, lonely, cold, broke, what am I doing?
Scared to death.
I miss college. Terrifying. I miss my friends. I miss my parents. Yeah. You know, I'm just here. And then got the job, and I feel like it's been a pretty steady trajectory upward since then. So
it's incredible.
Rest paid off.
You've done a lot of good stuff since you're out there as well. And again, man, it's if you find something you love, you never really work a day in your life. And there's it's rare. Like I've been feeling very grateful lately, and I go through spurts of that where I'm like, oh, and then I'm like, man, we got this card this morning, and from a tier one. And, listen, not everybody is, and you see this, you're a positive dude, and it backfires on you, right? And, like, if we say anything positive, I mean, we just get crushed. We just get crushed, and it hurts. Like, you look at it, and you're like, Jesus, man, like, it's okay to, like, love your baseball team. It is okay, but it's also okay to point out the flaws and the warts and whatever, like, but it is okay. I do feel like there's a faction of fans that watch it, and they're like, somebody will boot one. They're like, good. With a Padres hat on. Good.
Told you.
Told you. Strikes out with the base loaded. Yes. And I'm like, I can't get my head around it.
Twitter's not real.
It's not real. It's not real. And not everybody's on Twitter. We got this card, this Thanksgiving card sent to us this morning. Ben Woods and Paul, happy Thanksgiving. It's been such a challenging and unhappy year. But knowing you're there, you three are that taking the airwaves most weekdays has helped me to maintain some semblance of a routine. Being able to laugh occasionally, more than occasionally, is a wonderful relief. Thank you. Best wishes to you and your families. Love and laughter from Debbie. Debbie, thank you. Like, that little card made our day. Debbie's probably not on Twitter, and it just, you're so right when you say it's not real life, because it's not. And I have to remember, this is just a tiny, tiny portion. There's a lot of Padres fans out there that love the team. I love the team. Win or lose, they're tough to come by these days. People want flesh, they want bone, they want blood, they want organs. When you interview Craig Stammen for the first time, they're like, no, bring me his head on a pike. And I'm like, for what? He hasn't even done anything.
Yeah, but they're tweeting that. But then if you had a conversation with them, they'd be like, I'll give him a chance.
Yeah, I'll give him a chance.
Twitter's an echo chamber. It's inherently an echo chamber.
It is.
That's the whole thing.
It
so
is.
You talked about like getting into a rut and whatnot at work. And I think I had the impression that if I ever worked in baseball, I'd be happy 24/7.
You're not.
It'd be awesome. And that's not,
it's not
possible.
True. It's a gig.
But
dude.
The best way I put it is I wake up on Monday morning and I'm not dreading the next 5 days.
Correct.
For the most part, I'm pretty excited.
Correct.
Some days are work and it sucks and I'm tired. But I love the people I work with. Like Tuesday morning alarm goes off. I'm not like, yippee, let's go to it's
yeah.
still work. But it is a really fun job and I feel just grateful that I get to do it because I know how many people, how many kids my age would want to do it, and
yep.
how much I wanted to do it when I was a little younger.
No question, man. And we've said it many times. Like Mick Jagger wakes up and he's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I've got to play Kansas City tonight and sing Satisfaction again." Like, it's a gig. At the end of the day, it's like it's work. It's work, and yeah, it can beat your ass sometimes. But man, we're glad you're here. Feel free to hang out as long as you want. You're always welcome on our program. You've got carte blanche, as you know.
Read in our chances. Ryan Cohen is the reason I became a Padres fan.
I love that, dude.
Isn't that the greatest That's compliment? Awesome. I just love seeing that. But I can see that your passion is infectious.
I want to talk about Ben's anchoring last night.
I like all my jobs, too.
You have several jobs. It's weird because the kids came in last night. We got them to come lay down on the bed and it was about 6:15. I said, Ben's anchoring tonight.
Thank you for remembering.
And Taylor goes, "What's anchoring?" And I said, he's on
good
the
question. Good
I
question.
Said, "He's on the news." And he goes, he is? He's on TV? I go, yes. Do you listen to our show? You got to remember, he's five. And Bo goes, oh, I didn't know he was on TV. I'm like, where have you been? Like, where have you guys lived for the last...
Does he know what YouTube is in the sense of, like, does he know we're on YouTube?
So or... he thinks daddy's on TV, yeah, too, say, right? Right. Yeah, so yeah, he yeah. knew you were on YouTube.
Not really.
So yeah, I would never want to. We tune in, and we start watching the big guy over here doing his thing, and he's anchoring less, and he's at the desk, and he's looking sharp. Where'd you get that tie, by the way? That's a nice...
It's just one of the bucket of ties I have at work.
It's a tie bucket?
Yeah, I've got a tie bucket.
And so we're watching him, and I... You have the picture?
Oh, yeah.
So it... This pot...
is one of the... one of the funniest screenshots I think I've ever seen. Given who, our beloved Ben Higgins,
yep.
very
the context,
very
the lower third headline, I looked at it for an hour yesterday. I could not stop laughing.
Now, I clicked up. there's Ben next to Jeffrey Epstein. And there's this.
So we all do. I don't. It's not. It's not unusual or improper in any way. I'm not in the files. I'm just on the screen that says the Epstein files.
Do you look a little?
He's like, oh my god.
So I'm laying in bed with my kids, and I go, I'm scrambling to get my phone. I didn't. Now listen. I didn't pause. I didn't rewind nothing. I go, wham! I get the camera. I take the picture. I'm like, yes, I got it. So then,
oh my god,
I text the picture to Ben. I text the picture to Ben and Paul. Paul, he's like, I'm screaming right now. Ben sends back this very disappointed face,
he
like
was not happy,
like, looking at me. And I go, well, listen, don't worry, but the whole family is laying in bed and we're all watching you anchor. So he gets back from the next break.
That flustered me a little
bit. That got him, dude. To think of us,
the Woods named Carol Clan. Sitting around their television,
we're
and
checking you. Yeah, air checking you.
And I had been, because I was in my third hour of being on the desk at that point. And I honestly, I think I had been perfect. I had not.
You sounded so good.
I had not made a mistake the entire time. And then I started thinking about Woods watching, and it spun me out.
And I just totally, yeah, me and the family are just sitting here watching you crush it.
What's that app that the kids all love these days? It's got videos where you scroll up.
Oh,
Tick. Talk.
TikTok.
Yeah, because we had a social media story, like a case against social media, and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and...
TikTok. And I go, did he just say TikTok?
I did.
And Hannah goes, he did. And I go, oh my God. And so 30 seconds later, I get a text from Ben. He's like, you guys got me so spun out, I just said TikTok. And I go, oh, I heard it. Ooh, TikTok. That's how they say it in Wisconsin.
I don't want to do the TikTok videos.
Hey, John, he's on TikTok again. I was screaming. And I go, well, I can't watch the news anymore if I'm going to spin you out.
Well, then it was time to switch over to the soccer game, so I was okay after that.
It was so,
oh my god, dude!
It was so elite.
I got the rest of the week. I got the rest of the week on the anchor desk. So if anyone wants to see if I say Tic Tac again, you can tune into Channel 10 starting at 4 o'clock tonight.
I was hoping you would do some sort of bit. Or like shout out, like to let me know. Like
I wanted to shout out, like, Taylor. There's very little chance, you know, outside of the format to kind of riff on television. but I was trying to look for a chance to maybe say hi to Taylor since I knew he was watching.
He would have lost his mind. He would have lost his mind. But no, it was.
Hello, Taylor. I'm watching you from my television right
that's
now.
That's very creepy.
I don't like that. That's...
See, there's also
post the picture again. Post the picture again. It was unbelievable. There he is.
That picture, the temperature in the corner says 61. If it was maybe
69 degrees would,
like,
have been perfect.
That's the only way it could have been better. I laughed so hard when you sent that over. And I said to Ben, because I actually like pulled up like the 10 News. I was trying to go back and just get like a clean screenshot rather than the rushed cell phone picture of the TV. And I just texted Ben. I said, hey, man. I'm sure you have a way to go into like the raw feed and get the clean shot. We're going to talk about this on the air anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the crappy version, the phone version, or you can just send me whatever. And he played along. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're a good sport.
You're welcome.
You should do like we should have a signal. When I text you that I'm watching, you can do like the
tug
old Carol Burnett. I did see some excellent banter between you and Megan Perry. You know the banter is my favorite part between
that's me.
We got 10 seconds after the weather.
Do you like segues more or banter more?
Oh, he likes segues more because banter's he's not comfortable bantering.
See, but I don't get to do my own segues on television. Banter though, I get to make my own. That's my one chance to really, you know, put my stamp on the newscast when I get to chat with Megan and banter for just a moment.
And that laugh is just symptomatic of what the banter is.
Nothing. So, yeah, the key with
banter.
Well,
every dog has his day.
You have to be amusing, but never actually funny.
Correct. You're not allowed to actually be funny. That's exactly
that
it.
That would be dangerous. You're not doing stand-up up there. You can't actually be funny, but you have to be amusing and so a little bit entertaining, but that's it. Don't go any further than that.
And you're on again tonight.
Oh yeah, well, all right. Again tonight, starting
at 4:00. Diego.
San Diego. Channel 10 at the 4, 5, 6, 7, and 11. Do you just rehash the same stories?
Sometimes we freshen things up as the night goes on. Yeah. Some are replayed, some are different, some are changed. But
do you retell the same stories, or do you just play like the old? Like,
it's
the
a
4
mix of the both.
Clip?
Yeah, so sometimes we do record some of the 4 o'clock clips to play in later shows, so I don't have to talk for the entire time,
right,
which would be a lot of talking. But a lot of it's new, you know, in a different format.
Sure.
Like one will be a reporter package, and then an anchor read on the different show to make it just sound different for a new audience.
I was very fascinated by the story of the girl that was killed on the cruise ship. That is quite a story.
Found under a bed, under some life jackets, strangled, asphyxiated.
Yeah. By
probably
her
someone who was choked. He's the suspect, but they haven't been charged with a crime yet.
Man.
But they are investigating what happened to her on the cruise ship. Very. One of those stories that always captures the attention of the nation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, local news, we can't resist those kind of stories.
I know. It's just death and more death all the time.
And Epstein files.
S.P. Chula Vista says, why is there a young guy on the bottom left?
Why?
That's Ryan Cohen. And he's our buddy. He's in town, seeing the family for Thanksgiving, doing that whole rigmarole. And when are you back to New York?
Monday. So I got the whole week off.
The whole week off. Is it like you spend a few days and you're ready to get back? Because that's how when I moved to Chicago, I love my family, but when I go home to Texas, now Texas isn't San Diego.
I think that's it.
I would be like, oh, I'm ready to get back.
New York's also, December's great because Christmas time is so pretty.
I've never been to New York. I got to imagine December's probably a pretty fun, cold, but fun month.
It's so fun and you're looking forward to Christmas, the new year and all that. Then January is just,
it's brutal. Yeah, it's miserable. Yeah. It's miserable there. Well, let's get into it. I'm going to take this kit off because A, it's skin tight. And B,
but we're just about to start talking about the game.
But it's very itchy as well.
And what a game it was last night. We will also talk about the Padres news. You've been asking, you were begging essentially.
Yeah.
For a new hitting coach and a bench coach, both reportedly have been hired. We've got some thoughts. Well, we also, like the rest of you, don't know all the details yet, but we will share what we do know.
Kind of blows your theory, doesn't it? Your theory that you told me yesterday.
Had they already been hired? Well, they were hired.
No, that they would put out a press release in February.
They still will.
They haven't put out a press release yet,
and they probably won't until February.
He loves to be right, doesn't he?
I do love to be right.
All right.
Both of those big stories coming up next. We'll set the menu for the program as well. We got Ryan Cohen in studio. It is a Tuesday holiday week. Ben Woods and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As you know, some days can be kind of light outside of Padre season for us. This is not one of those mornings. We actually have a ton of news and reaction to get to this morning. We're going to start right away in just a moment. Talk about last night's incredible scene at Snapdragon Stadium. Tense game. I do believe baseball and soccer. I've come to learn this year, there is a certain similarity in the tension of those sports. The way you kind of feel sick to your stomach when you're watching kind of an nausea. Important game, and it's close and it's late, and you know, anything can change in just one instant, like completely. You kind of have that feeling in a playoff game last night. It was amazing, but we also have Padres news. Who are Randy Knorr and Steven Souza Jr.? We'll talk about the new coaches that were reportedly hired by Craig Stammen for his staff yesterday. We'll do all of that here before the top of the hour, and then if you were watching the other game last night, San Diego State at Michigan, what an unbelievably poor performance by the Aztecs. Not coming back from their loss to Troy in any impressive fashion, as they got obliterated by 40 points last night. So un-Dutcher-like,
that was more embarrassing than how they played to North Carolina in the tournament, play-in game.
It really was awful.
Reminded me of that game, though, a little
similar,
bit.
Similar, but I mean, I was embarrassed last night. That was
and stunned, too. It was the furthest thing from my mind. I didn't know if they were going to win because I knew Michigan was good. And
sure.
What was the line? It moved to 5.5? Oh, my God.
Oh, that's by 40. So we'll talk about the struggles for San Diego State basketball. Now off to you rarely have 2 losses at this point in the season. It's pretty crazy.
Back. They usually won't ever have 2 losses total, you know, this early in the year. Back-to-back
lost
losses?
Their last 2 games last year in the Mountain West tournament and then in the NCAA tournament, badly, and then have lost 2 in a row now. Yeah. They've lost 4 of their last 6. You never hear that.
I mean, when was the last time they lost 2 before conference?
Well, we'll talk about it. And they've given up over 200 points in their last 2 games. The defensive juggernaut of San Diego State. So we'll talk about that in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll get to our regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods, Biggest Fan, announcement at 9 o'clock this morning, our Randall Report. And how about this? Another giveaway today, and this one's pretty cool. Coming up later in the program, we have tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Snapdragon Stadium on September 2nd to give away.
I have to go. You know I love the nostalgia act. GNR. I have to go.
Are they still all together? Is it?
You got Axl.
Yeah.
You got Slash.
You still got it?
You got Duff. I don't know who the drummer is, and I don't know. So you got 3 of the original 5.
Where's Flea?
Oh.
That's
a different band entirely.
He's in the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's right. That's why I'm not the music guy. I always confuse those two.
Who?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Guns N' Roses.
How?
I don't know.
Where's Flea?
Roses are red.
It's unreal. Where's Flea? Flea is playing with his band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
So you got three of the original five. What happens with the Nostalgia Act is the one thing you fear. You know what it is. It's the lead singer. That's what, when I went to see Oasis, I was like, I know the band's going to sound good. Can Liam still sing? Crushed it. Absolutely crushed it every single show.
Where's Flea?
They just wrapped their tour. Axel was a tough listen in 87. Okay? He was a tough. I saw them live in like 1990. It was like, that doesn't sound like the record. Wow. He was tough listening in 87.
That was 35 years ago.
That's when they were in their prime, dude. I saw them at Coachella many, many years ago, and they actually sounded pretty good. I've seen some clips. Slash sounds unreal. Duff looks like he did in 1987. He looks fit and like he's sober and he looks great. They sound pretty good. Axel's the one that I'm like, all right, well, let's see what you can do. See what you got in you. So we'll see. I'm going. Like, I'll go to see that in a heartbeat because that's GNR. I was listening to him on the drive in, man. I was literally driving into work to listen to Mr. Brownstone.
Well, we will be sending a tier one. Be tuned in later in the show. We'll give away a pair of tickets, and I believe we have more tomorrow as well.
Yes.
All right, so a couple of pairs this week before we get to the Thanksgiving holiday.
Flea will not be there.
Well, he might.
He might be there. He might come to watch the show.
I mean, there could be a trade.
There could be a jam,
like a jam session.
Do the
GMs of bands ever, like, you know, orchestrate trades?
Trade deadline passed.
It's already done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking the question. All right. Let's check traffic, and then we'll talk about last night's game at Snapdragon Stadium. 1-0 win that sends SDFC to the Western Conference Finals that is coming up next year on 97.3
The Fan. DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Man. Don't forget all guests. I'm Ben Woods, and that would be Ryan Cohen today. Appear on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Not insinuating you were charged with a crime. It's just a sponsor read.
Not yet.
So last night, I would have to say that based on everything that, you know, Craig told us and Darren told us,
yeah,
The game went exactly the way Minnesota wanted it to.
It's exactly like, right.
Exactly which, the way Minnesota wanted it to.
Which made me really nervous. Yeah. And they kept saying that on the broadcast, like, wow, this is playing right into Minnesota's hands. And I'm like, what is going to happen?
I mean, the analysis was spot on.
Spot on.
San Diego FC was going to have the ball, like, the entire time. And
yep,
they did.
They did.
Like, 80% of the time.
Yep.
They had the ball on their foot. And yet really couldn't put together even like a halfway decent chance to score. It was like
it
Minnesota
was so frustrating.
Had like 20 people right in front of the goal. Like, I know they didn't. There's only 11 on the pitch at one time. It's like they had 20 people in the box at any time. And any time you kicked it anywhere, there was always two Minnesota defenders ready to just kick it away. And like, okay, well, there we go again. There's just no room to do anything.
It was like choking. I mean, they would get into the box, and then the defense would just locked down, and you just felt like you were choking. And if you've ever like tried to break something down, chop down a tree or like break down a wall, you're like, it's never gonna get through. And then that one little crack, and you're like, oh my God, I finally did it. It was an incredible, incredible display of defense by Minnesota.
So halftime arrives, and I'm doing my anchoring and watching at the same time, and I heard the announcers mention that at halftime, the Minnesota coach got a yellow card for bumping Mikey Varis.
Whoa. Yeah, went after Mikey Varis.
A little Dave Roberts, Mike Schilt situation going on here.
Put hands on him.
Well, I mean, what was going on there? We never got a full explanation.
They didn't explain it.
Of what went on, but, you know, the second half gets even more chippy. You got yellow cards on both sides.
Well, Minnesota came out in the second half
at that point, I thought, we're going to lose.
Yeah,
we're going to lose. They had chances, including what looked like a sure goal Lude got the ball past Pablo Cisniega. And it's an empty net. It's there. You got it past the goalie. And Ian Pilcher comes sliding in right at the goal line.
One of the best plays I've seen in sports,
Can't use his hands, so he stops it with his legs, avoids touching it somehow with his hands, because that would have been a penalty kick.
Yep.
And is able to clear the ball. It had to be the save of the season by a defender in MLS.
Saved our entire season.
The whole season saved on one sliding play. It was that to me is the best of soccer. You're not going to see anything more exciting than that. And then Cisniega made a big save a few minutes later in 60 some odd minute.
Was that the save where he came out of the box? They had a breakaway. He tripped and fell
on the sand because, of course, the Aztecs football game, the field was not in good condition.
The crappy field.
Yeah, and they talked about it afterwards.
As he was falling, he managed to get his body right in front of the Minnesota player that was just, it was breakaway, it was over. And as he's falling down, he gets in and blocks it, gets the ball. I'm screaming. I'm like, I cannot believe those two. I mean, those two total plays of the game. And then the goal was just gorgeous. I mean, it was just a gorgeous, gorgeous goal. I watched that game early, Ben, and I thought the same thing that you did. I said, this doesn't look like the SDFC I've been watching. I think they're trying so hard to play their style of football. But Minnesota, you have to give them a ton of credit. I mean, they played such good, stifling, choking defense. It was so cool to watch, though. But they never quit, man. And then you had the Corey Baird back heel touch
to save it from going over the line, and then finally, the one time there was like open, I was stunned. There's open space in the box. What happened to Minnesota? And Anders Dreyer was there. And
I was crying at the Corey Baird heel kick pass backwards because, well, I've got a 7-year-old that plays soccer. He does that pretty much every time he gets to the ball. He tries to heel kick it backwards to somebody and to see it. And that's what led to the goal. And it was a cannon blast. What do you think the velo on that was? Like 90 miles an hour.
I don't know if they put a radar gun on those things, Dreyer said after the game that the only thing he was thinking about, because you got a net there, you go, do I juke him? Do I go left?
Right.
Do I look for the open spot? And he decided, no, I'm just going to kick this as hard as I can. And I think he caught the keeper, Dane St. Clair, who, as Craig told us, best keeper in the league, and he was awesome again. But it was just too fast to stop. It was there. It was right next to him, but he just could not react fast enough to get his hand up because Dreyer hit that thing so bleeping hard and it just found right into the back of the net in the corner, and that was it. Once SDFC had the lead, as Craig told us, because it's going to be very hard for Minnesota to come back. And, you know, they went into a bit of a defensive shell, had a couple of sort of dicey moments.
They did. It was dicey.
But they got it done.
You bring in De La Torre and you bring in Chucky Lozano to help you close it out. It's weird to me, too, because I know that whatever happened with Chucky and Mikey and the team, obviously it was a huge story, and it cost him his starting job. Like, we know that. Chucky Lozano was going to be the premier face of SDFC. It's now Anders Dreyer, and great. Like, he's absolutely earned that. It's even Pellegrino more than Chucky. But this role that Chucky has, when you see a guy come on like that, it's like having Mason Miller walk in. You know, you feel like, okay, get it on his feet. Did you see how quick he is and how fast he is and how he can weave and whip around 5-6 guys at a time? To have a guy like that come off the bench fresh with 15-20 minutes left to play to help close that game out was elite. It's elite managing.
The irony is that SDFC dominated much more in their last game against Minnesota when they lost 3-1. They had way more shots, way more chances to score, but ended up losing that match 3-1. This game was much more even. In fact, I think the stat of the match, do you know how many shots on goal San Diego FC in 90 minutes?
One.
The goal. That was their shot on goal. That was it. They had no other shots that were really targeted at the goalkeeper. St. Clair had zero saves. One shot on goal, no saves. That's the goal. SDFC, well, 4 shots on goal for Minnesota United. Only 3 saves because obviously Pilcher. One got past him, but Pilcher was there to stop that shot on goal, and that was the difference.
It's one of the most clutch plays I've ever seen. And again, getting over to knock that ball away or to stop it from going in the goal is one thing. The wherewithal to not touch it with your hands. And the body control of being over the ball and still, you know, not touching it with your hands was... I couldn't believe how clutch that was, how incredibly athletic it was. I was so impressed.
Another key, we saw and we were warned how good Minnesota was on set pieces. So free kicks, corner kicks. And there were a couple really dangerous ones, a couple early in the game, a couple in the second half where they kicked it in there and your heart starts beating. But SCFC only gave up 1 corner kick the whole game.
Yep.
So, you know, that's where Minnesota, their bread and butter, they make their money. And SDFC did a good job not even giving them those opportunities to score off of set pieces, especially on the corner, allowing just 1 the whole game. So
the next game, the Western Conference Championship is
four days from now.
Is on Saturday night.
This is the weirdest playoffs. You play 3 weeks. You take over 2 weeks off. You play, then you play 4 days later in another elimination game.
And that's going to be at Snapdragon Stadium at what time?
6 o'clock on Saturday.
6 o'clock on Saturday. Your old pals Ben, Woods, and Paul. We're going to be at a sporting event Saturday. It won't be.
Big one.
A big one, but it won't be the SDFC match. We're going to the wrestling. We're going to go do it.
Now, we talked about it for months, and we finally made sure that we were going to be in the building.
Yeah. Yesterday, found out. This will be your first foray into the world of wrestling. Never been to a wrestling match before.
Never really even watched it on television.
It on television. You know the principles.
Sure.
Some of them.
I mean, I know names.
You know names, right.
Dominic Mysterio,
right.
John Cena, Roman Reigns.
They're fighting.
Yeah. So they're the main event,
John,
right?
John Cena.
There's
Dominic
first the War
Mysterio.
Games. I did a little research. So you have the 5-on-5 War Games battle, and then you have the men's and then women's main event. So 3 big bouts or whatever they're called, matches over the course of the evening. I don't know how long it takes. It's supposed to start at like 3:30.
Yeah.
And will it be done by the time the SDFC game is on? Is this like a four?
I don't know.
Is this like a 4 or 5 hour thing? What are we? How long is a wrestling event?
With,
I have no idea.
Oh, you know, it's like 9 hours.
Is
now.
It?
No, I'm joking.
I'm not familiar with Survivor games, so I don't know how many fights they have in between.
I mean, they air it on
three.
Television. It can't be forever. I mean, it's like, you know,
it's like 3 hours.
Three hours, maybe like a football game.
Like
or something.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But you're not going to be there until 10 o'clock.
No,
right?
No.
So here's the thing: we're already getting screamed at in the chat. We had talked about going to Survivor Series well before SDFC. We had no idea they were going to be in the playoffs, and neither did you. We're going to go to Petco at 3:30. We're going to be there for a while. Then Paulie's got a dinner he's got to go to. You and I, after that's over, we need to go watch the soccer match somewhere. Technically, we could go to the playoff game if we really wanted to. We could double up.
Yeah.
I mean, we could.
Can you get me a ticket?
We can get your credential, probably.
Can you be San Diego's concierge's concierge?
Adam, this is Adam's job.
Is
Adam
it?
Should get you a credential to get into the SDFC game. So we'll go for two and a half hours,
and then jam over
to Survivor Series, and then go over to. I'm in.
Can you drive so I can get drunk?
Sure. I will drive.
Want to do that?
Get drunk in the press box.
I don't want to sit in the press box.
Why don't you guys just go to like McGregor's or something near the stadium?
You go to a bar.
I don't know that I can get you into the SDFC game. It's going to be sold out again. I know you have tickets for the Survivor Series.
Got tickets for wrestling.
Yeah, I guess you can go ahead and drink there, and then we'll sober you up at the soccer.
Just
game.
Show up in the press box. It's 5 hours, somebody said. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, if it starts at 3:00
You leave every
3:30,
baseball game early, you can leave this early, too.
We're gonna miss the main event because we're going to go watch the soccer
match.
If it
starts at 3:30, main event's probably like 6:00.
Are we going to even know? I mean, I want to see the big 5-on-5 match. That'll be the first one, right? I hope.
I mean, if you're going to be there, John Cena's final pay-per-view, that's probably worth,
that's
the big event.
What'd you just say? Say it louder.
I don't really care.
Will you dress as Hulk Hogan?
I will not. Unitard.
No, but like, if you showed up to a World Series game, do you want to watch the 9th inning or the 2nd inning? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to be there for the, if you're going to be there, you might as well be for the biggest
the
moment.
The time conflict doesn't work.
Get there for the second half of maybe the soccer then.
I don't know. I want to watch the whole soccer match.
Watch the main event and then walk down to a bar downtown.
I'm more into the soccer than
I
am into the wrestling.
I am too. But I want to be there.
I want to see the atmosphere of the wrestling. I want to see the stage. I want to see the production. I don't think I need to be there for 5 hours. I just need to see it all and experience it and understand at least what everyone loves so much about this sport that I never have understood.
Okay. I think you'll like the scene.
That's what I want to see.
It's going to be fun.
I don't need 5 hours of it.
All right, that's fair. And then we'll find a place to go. Let's not go to the game. Let's go. I don't want to sit in the press box with all you stiffs. I can't stand these
things. Well, we just bring my laptop to the Petco and watch it on the stream.
No, I don't want to watch the I don't want to watch the game. I want to go to a
There's a million bars near Petco Park. Just find one.
Well, somebody let us know if there's like a cool watch party or something.
I'm sure there will be.
All right.
All right. Meanwhile, Padres news. Get a couple minutes here.
Save it.
You want to save
cram it in here at the end?
Well, but then when are we going to talk about San Diego State? Well, okay, we'll push everything back. Talk about
when
the
are
Padres
we going to talk about San
o'clock.
Diego State?
They sucked.
They sucked.
That's a good point.
They lost by 40.
Season's on life support if it's not already over.
Yeah.
I'll sum it up for you. You want to save your season and even have a shot at an at-large berth, you have to win the next two games.
Okay.
Just have to. Not even a question. And even that may not be enough. Otherwise, you better hope this team gels, figures it out. Wins the Mountain West tournament.
Four games
in 5 days or whatever, you know, whatever it ends up being.
Mm.
This team looks lost. They look like 12 individuals instead of one team. They don't look good at all.
This is such a bummer. It's such a bummer based on the expectations that we had. And, you know, we're used to that. We're Padres fans. You know, seen that before. But to have lesser teams exceed expectations and have this team.
We know they have a good coach.
Yeah.
We know they have talented players. What is wrong?
No idea.
It's like a huge mystery. Magoon came back. You know, LZ Harrington, the freshman, came in and gave some good minutes. Like, that should be bonuses. And everybody else, you know, Bird and... And is Dixon Waters just getting, you know, having trouble getting back into the flow of things after missing an entire year? That could be part of it.
Terrible, man.
I'm baffled. I'm perplexed. I'm as surprised as I've been about a San Diego team in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I rarely have high expectations for our San Diego
teams. And the minute
teams.
You let yourself have high expectations, this is what happens.
And I did have really high expectations.
We
for
all
this,
did, man. And
this
you know,
college basketball team.
Yeah, guys tweeting out. You know, some of the experts like, man, watch out. These guys are Final Four bound. It's, okay, that should be a fun year. It has not been fun so far. So again, plenty of games left. But
that's the sad thing. Like now, even if they come rally back. And get to the tournament, if they have to face a team like Michigan,
oh, dude,
don't look like they belong on the same floor.
They really don't. You talk about SDSU football and watching Alabama, Paulie, and football, it looks like they're playing a different game. Those dudes look like they were playing on a different planet last night. That 7-3 guy, oh, my God.
San Diego State basketball usually doesn't have that problem.
Correct.
They can usually rise up. They can beat, you know, a top 10 team. Like, they can play well in those big games. they looked outclassed. They didn't look like they were in the same level of basketball.
That's tough. Which they are much closer in basketball. I mean, they have better NIL than most schools they play. I mean, Michigan obviously not, but they should be able to compete. They've gone to the championship game in like 3 years ago.
Right.
They should be able to compete even against a Michigan. Not like that.
No, that was ugly.
Not like that. All right, we'll come back. Hour number two, we will start with the Padres news. New coaches on Craig Stammen's staff, a bench coach and a hitting coach, both hired. What do we know about the new hirees? We'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.